this morning, we start off looking at a very important part of business and development in Nigeria and in Rivers State, NYSE. Yeah, that's where we start off this morning. Now, my question is this: should core members be restricted to just teaching roles? Now, I remember a few years ago, over a decade ago, if I'm not mistaken, you know, there was this order, you know, by the NYSE bosses, that, hey, look, when you start to serve your country, we need you to take some of the knowledge that you have gathered in the 4 or 6 years that you spent in our university and transmit some of that knowledge to the younger ones in secondary schools and in primary schools. You know, pretty good. We want you guys to do that. Now, over the years, some of you who are listening did not teach. Right, I know lots of people did not teach. I know a lot of people were able to get jobs, you know, in working maybe in places that suit their specific career path and whatnot. Some people just didn't want to teach, they wanted to make money, yeah. And some people didn't want to do anything at all, they just wanted to get the certificates. That's an issue when we talk about corruption later on. Now, this is why this comes up yet again, because the executive director, small and medium enterprise in the Bank of Industry, BOI, Shekararu Omar, on Tuesday hinted that it has disbursed over just about 2 billion naira to graduates in partnerships with the NYSC, that's the National Youth Service Corps. Now, it announced its willingness to engage the graduates' graduate employability skill and Terra Skills Foundation by helping them take interest to the next level, whatever their interests are. Now, this is the country, ladies and gentlemen, where in previous elections, youth corps members were drafted to be part of the process. This is the same country where when there are polio vaccinations or something like that, you will not be you know, shocked to see youth corps members serving their fatherland. They can literally be spread almost every and anywhere. Now, particularly during the elections, I remember the last one, some parents were crying, please, INEC, don't use our children, yada, yada. But here is the question. There are lots of youth corps members who do not know how to teach. Forget about wanting to teach. They don't know how to teach. It's not something that it's ingrained in them. They can pass information to another person. They may be skilled. They may be adept at the knowledge they have gathered. But transmitting it is a totally different ball game. And don't forget, the emphasis is on getting great teachers. We'll be talking about teachers later on this morning by 11. Sir Ikechi Wogu, who should be my guest about that time. But let's get on to the question, shall we? Let's tackle it. Do you think the youth corps members should be restricted to just teaching jobs? After all, if they are making plans to give them soft loans so that they can, in quotes, improve whatever career path they decide to take, why then restrict them with just teaching jobs? For example, youth corps members in Port Harcourt are meant to go and teach in the primary or secondary school. Am I lying? Please call me and tell me.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, please, when you call us, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make unsubstantiated claim. And very importantly, please do well to not make comments that may be seen as inciting. Please. The numbers to call: 070-0923-0923, 070-0923-0923. The other numbers: 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Right? Did you get that? I'll take that again. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Then please follow us on social media at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH, please, at Nigeria Info PH for Twitter, and Facebook. And if you're a Youth Corps member, this should be a very serious issue for you. And we'd like to get you to weigh in on the conversation as well. Do you think your skills, whatever they are, however they may be, you know, whatever stage they may be, do you think they should be limited to just teaching jobs? And if there are loans available for, you know, Youth Corps members, graduates, you know, to start whatever it is they want to do in life, is the teaching profession or is teaching in primary school or secondary school not going to limit that? I'm not saying people can't do more than one thing at the same time. Far be for me for, you know, to say that or to insinuate that. But a lot of Youth Corps members have taught in primary and secondary schools. They are likely teaching right now in primary and secondary school. The question is, should that be restricted? A lot of people want to work in the big companies. A lot of people want to work in a firm that they can be, you know, decently paid. A lot of people would like to, as it were, even work with some businessmen, you know, and learn from them rather than come to class 9 a.m. and teach to 3 or whatever it is. My 3.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, Mr. Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Season's
greetings, please.
That is the first ever we subjected this undergraduate student to and teach. Number one error. And this error, we are paying dearly for it. Proper students go to any classroom to teach. They shouldn't do that. Because they are never called to teach. Even while the school, if they undergo any teaching training, were they impacted on how to go and teach before they were sent to parents to their PPAs? No. We ended up sending these people to various primary and secondary schools who end up passing out garbage. Now the garbage is not returned to us. Look at our younger ones in primary schools and secondary schools. Because these people that were sent there were never equipped to teach. Most of the people went there and caused more harm to impregnated the students. The ladies frustrated and integrated a lot of young boys into a lot of unpossible things. Teaching is a calling. It's an anointing. If you are not in that category, you cannot function there.
But Zion, apologies. I'm sorry to interject. But let's also look at one of the reasons why, you know, Youth Corps members for at least a decade or more have been asked to teach. Remember, at one point in time, you know, people complained that there was a dearth of teachers, you know, particularly in the rural areas. So when these young men and young women would be posted, it made sense for somebody who studied economics, you know, at undergraduate level, he should be, you know, sufficiently, as it were, equipped to handle basic economics, to tell the person, this is market, this is how to sell, this is how to buy, this is how you do your trade and balance. It seemed like a good idea. And for a lot of people, they claim it actually worked. There were teachers, at least I know in my time, there were teachers who were UCOM members who actually filled in the gaps that were
it
present.
Was the inner teachings of the state governors not to employ teachers of those schools that gave the vacuum for UCOM members to go and teach. And most of the governors are now catching out of that. Don't say the good teachers. The federal government will give us UCOM and they'll come and teach. And this UCOM has only said that for just 1 year, for less than 1 year. What impact will they make upon this children? They ended up frustrating this children. Now you will now remove this one. When the children are about to climatize to the teaching pattern of this particular instructor, you now bring in another one. Now, the moment the children want to acclimatize to the teaching pattern, you remove it. So you end up frustrating these children. They learn nothing. That is why today, primarily the government schools who support the unity school, they are not like a dumb style. Because there is nothing they can offer. They are not excited, there is no motivation, there are 4 years of people are now going to private school with a consistent teacher to have a one teacher. Even the Bible says that he gives some of them to see. Some of them are teachers or are prophets or are apostles. Teacher, as a teacher, is a calling. The moment you appear in your classroom, all the school. on us. But this can use copper that is another source. We won't have what you call CTC, the training
college.
Yes. Who want to go into the same profession, we have plenty. And one of the ugly things with the three curriculum of teaching, the teacher, the classroom, and the student, it's like a triangle, it goes around. But when you bring in a youth copper, the triangle is broken it, because within 1 year, the youth copper will leave. In a nutshell, youth copper should not be allowed. The more we allow them to our classrooms and teachers, the more we are destroying the system of our children who are in the unity school. Governors to employ teachers and leave these teachers alone.
Zion, thank you very much. Zion is opposed to the idea of youth corps members, you know, being used as teachers. All right, on my page here, someone says, hello, Joe, good morning. For over years, I've been asking what exactly was the logic behind this particular action. Now, they are saying they want to give out loans to youth corps members. Which loans? When the youth corps members would more often give monies to the principals so that they cannot come? Is it the same money they want people to use to start businesses? Let us be honest. This system is fraught with a lot of errors. These people who are serving should serve in any capacity that they can find themselves and not be restricted to just one. Okay, not be restricted to the one. When we come back after the break, we'll get to hear more from you. This morning, hello, Port Harcourt.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Good morning to you. It's Thursday. And as the practice is here on Thursday, I like to take a little time to go through some tunes you probably used to listen to when you were much younger. Maybe four or five years ago. Nothing too dramatic. Don't worry, I'm not going to get you down to the swinging 60s or the jiving 70s. Oh, wait a minute. I could do a bit of Motown, can't I? Anywho, all that will continue as the show progresses. But for now, let's get back to our conversation. The question, if you just joined us, good morning. Compliments of the season to you and to yours. Our question this morning is all about NYSC, and particularly how it's affecting businesses and the economy. Now, over the years, a lot of people have been critical. No, scrap it. Don't scrap it. But there are, without a shadow of a doubt, obvious benefits. And this morning, I'm asking, over the years, a lot of states have used UCOR members to fill in the stop gaps in the teaching profession. In fact, it got to a point where it became nearly a norm, almost expected that, yes, when you go to serve, you are going to be sent to a school. It could be a primary school or a secondary school, and you will, as it were, serve your country. But it wasn't always the case. And in all fairness, it's not being like mandated. It's not a mandate that, oh, everybody must teach. No. But over the years, a lot of state governors, a lot of state governments have used the UCOR members available to them and their locations to teach, or you know, put them into the school system. Now, let me go and read very interesting messages for us on our WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp number, 0809-030-6416. Good morning, Jude. I don't think NYSC actually restricts core members to teaching alone. However, I believe the logic behind NYSC is for corpus, core members to serve, or should I say, fill in vacancies in various communities based on pressing need. I stand to be corrected. Basically, I am of the opinion that there should be a slot of a kind of job for students applying for NYSC, and teaching should only be an option there. Now, core members should be forced to teach if there are no vacancies in other kinds of jobs that they applied for. Lawson, from Iwefe Lawson. Thank you very much for your comment. Now, this is a very moving one. In fact, this one is a testament, really, to how important and how helpful the NYSC has been over the decades. And I read, "Good morning, Jude. In my days in secondary school, a class made up of 42 students, there was a female core member named Adesola Mary, who worked overtime just to put me in order. She was the very best in my school. She told me that I have to work on my attitude because of how stubborn and lawless I was back then in school. She never gave up on me. Upon the nonchalant attitude I was giving her, she still invited me to her place for evening lectures. I want to use this opportunity to tell her thank you. I have been searching for her on social media just to tell her this. She was the very best." Emwa Emwa in Elakaya. And yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that is how we welcome ourselves back to Hello Port Harcourt. As always, 0700-923-0923 is the smart number. 0700-923-0923 is the smart number. 0700-923-0923 is the smart number. You call, drop your name, your location, and you get back through to us here in the studio. The other numbers to call, 0817-923-0002. That's 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp and Telegram number available on 0809-030-6416. And go on to social media at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. You can't miss it. It's a verified handle. We'd like to get to hear from you this morning. As always, please be advised, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, do not make unsubstantiated claims. Do not make comments that may be seen as inciting.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
My 2.3, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Uche.
Welcome, Uche.
Thank you. First of all, do you know that Nigeria government is very, very wicked?
How so? Why would you say that? That's a very strong allegation, Uche.
Yeah, is my point. You know that Nigeria is quite aware that we are short of teachers. Qualified teachers in that matter, and what they do every year is to export fresh graduates, recruit them into NYSC to fill in an important gap in our economy, in our society, education sector. In that matter, you bring in people with no experience, people that, my God, and you pay them peanuts. And you want them to fill in an important sector in the society, and you still want Nigeria to grow. My dear, this whole NYC something, is total rubbish, I'm telling you. Because there is nothing.
It's not rubbish, Uche. I have to stop you there. It's not rubbish. Once again, I know a lot of people are for and against it. It's totally not. But to say something is rubbish, I think it defeats not just the original idea, but it defeats all those who have benefited from that particular scheme. Now, 2.3, good morning, please. Hello, Port Harcourt. Oh, I do apologize. Now, there are millions of Nigerians today. Not yesterday, today, as we speak right now, who will not be where they are if not for the NYSC scheme. There are people who lived in the north all their lives, but because of NYSC, they got to visit Ekiti. They got to visit Akwa Ibom. They got to see Cross Rivers, and many of them have nested there. They haven't left, and vice versa. 93.3, good morning, please. Oh dear, apologies. Apologies there. That line seems to be having a bit of a challenge, but please do continue calling. No doubt it's the traffic. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please.
I'm very happy for the issue of grant this morning. At least in the sense whereby they want to in NYC as teacher. I don't think that there's any serious NYC member that has gone through the process of being a corp member in any of the school that will have interest to come to the classroom to teach. As I speak with you, I'm a teacher. For 12 years now, no promotion, no implementation of promotion, no arrears, and there's nothing at all. Instead of my salary to increase, my salary continued to decrease by NUT cutting off small amount of money at the end of maybe 6 months or 1 year time. And salary just stagnant. Nothing, there's no improvement in the teacher's fare. Most of the teachers say, it's becoming the worst. And you tell me, a child say, if he leaves school, the worst thing he will ever do is to become a teacher. If there's no work at all, you can go to the market and sell small article and talk of the NYC member that has been in service in some of the school, and they are seeing what the teacher are passing through. Load to work. The federal government says is going to add more 5 years to the year of the teacher. Up to now, nothing. There is no incentive. There is no appreciation. There is no encouragement for the teacher.
Okay.
I'm telling you, some of us, me, I teach almost about 3 subjects in the school, as I speak with you now.
6 subjects.
I go far by teaching and something and add to schedule because there is no teacher. We try to sort ourselves by putting more effort so that the children will learn more.
Okay, but let me ask you, when youth corps members come to your school, right? Are they giving the roles for a long time? Can they become permanent teachers if they decide to in your school?
Some of them do not have that interest. They don't have that interest, I'm telling you. Because in the situation where some of them, you know, they were at the university, coming back now, we give them the scheme of work. We give them the guideline, the area specialization, where they are to focus in teaching. And some of them, they find it very difficult. Some say, there is stress in teaching. After teaching, you give the assignment, you put in the continual assessment, and you record it and to prepare the result for this. Some of them found it very difficult. Apart from those that are serious, if not, many of them are not serious to become a teacher, basically speaking. So it's my advice to the federal government, let them know what to do. Add more 5 years to the years of the teachers, because there are some vibrant teachers, they are young, but the years of 35 years service is not enough for them. They are still vibrant. Why can't federal government add more? And the state government, whatever state government, at least you encourage teachers, encourage civil servants. There's nothing that is happening in the civil servant. That's why somebody say, for him to be a instant with joint politics, you spent 35 years as a civil servant. Only 2-3 years, what I have lost through the 35 years, I will get if I'm a politician within 3 or 4 years' time. Look at what we are now. So please, it's our advice. We should advise in the federal government. Also advise our state governor, at least River State governor, at least you try best, so that the teachers, the civil servant will vote for him, vote for the party where he belongs to. But whereby he has not done anything for the civil servant, I don't think that people have interest to come out on the voting day to vote. I'm Israel from Eleme. Thank you.
Israel, thank you very much. Very passionate comment there. And you can totally understand some of the challenges. So there you have it. You know, people not particularly pleased. It's interesting that today we're actually going to be talking a lot about teachers. Like I said, by the 11 o'clock mark, all things being equal, Sir Ikechi Wogu would be my guest this morning. And we're talking about teachers again. But more on that when the hour is upon us. All right, so let's get back to WhatsApp. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Good morning, Jude. Life, as they say, offers us a lot of pathways. There are some people who would genuinely teach in whatever schools that they send them to because they want to enjoy the NYSE experience. But these days, thankfully, because of the advent of social media, a lot of people are looking for means to make honest living without necessarily waiting on the government. Who does these days in any case? And so, restricting students to, well, they're not students, sir. They're actually graduates, Okay, all right. So receiving students to just teaching might be a limitation of their true prowess. Matchway 3, good morning, please. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Good morning. Is that 91.7?
No, this is 92.3, please.
92.3, oh, sorry.
All right, moving on. 070-0923-0923 The dial, as always, is 92.3 Nigeria Info here in the city of Port Harcourt. 0817-923-0002 0817-923-0003 0817-923-0007 The WhatsApp number only is 0809-030-6416 0809-030-6416 0809-030-6416 It's for messaging only. All right, we keep getting all the people called the number. Somebody just called 9960. Please, if you have any message, you can send us a message to the WhatsApp number, but not call. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Ju.
Good morning to you.
Yes, my name is Fetis Nifriki.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you. I studied in Kaduna.
Okay.
So, and I read mechanical engineering in school. And when I was posted to Kaduna, I don't even know how to teach. So when I was posted to my PPA, I now bargained with the principal. I told him that I don't know how to teach. I don't want to go down to appoint the students. So I told him that I'm not going to teach that. If there's any way he can allow me to, do other things rather than teaching, maybe I can be storekeeper or something in school. So he said, no, that I should teach one subject like that. I said, okay, no, I'll teach the subject, civic education. I don't know if it's not hard to, but I don't know that, I don't have that, this thing, that is not my thing. I don't like teaching. So I was forced to go into it, and I was not okay doing it, but I don't have to do it anyway. But the students too, I was even feeling for them, because what I was even teaching them, I don't even know if they are in the
suit.
Yeah. Let's do it. So, but it's not good. It's not good to send coppers to go and teach. It's very bad. It's a very bad idea. We'll end up having bad students. Like, they won't do well in my head or in other subjects too.
I'm sorry to interject, but have you not met some of your core members back then who actually enjoyed teaching, who knew exactly, maybe they felt like they could explain things? You know, when you're in university and they say, oh, let's do study group, there are some people who are very good. Yeah. So maybe some people actually enjoy, teaching other people.
Yes. It should be optional, because there's one girl, Kate. She's very good. When she was even happy, I was like, you go and teach. She was, she was just so happy that she was going to teach. I don't have to teach, and I don't like it. I want to be in the company, I can do my engineering practice and all that. But they sent me to teach in the classroom. But it should be optional. If you want to go to your company to do this thing, you put company. If you want to go and teach, you put classroom. Those people like that, they can do well.
Okay, they can do well.
Yeah.
92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please. Hello, good morning. Oh, dear. Apologies. Another dropped call scenario. All right, we have just about 2 minutes before we wrap up. We'd like to take one call, and I'll wrap up with some of the messages. All right, on Facebook, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us. Legbosi says, they should be spread to various sectors, because many do not have the teaching skills but have the knowledge in other areas. All right. Thank you very much, Legbosi Dea, there with that comment. Don't forget, you can continue to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. That's where you get all the latest conversations and top stories as they come through on 92.3 Nigeria Info. So on Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH, and also on Facebook. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah, Oladipo is my name.
Welcome, Oladipo. Oladipo, I have about 45 seconds for you. Can you quickly tell us your view,
okay,
please?
Actually, I just want to throw the line of the last caller. You see, the teaching is to be optional. Actually, when I also said, I love teaching, especially physics and mathematics. But there are some of the core members that are not in a place with what they are doing. They find them struggling. This thing, to me, it should be optional. That's just my take.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. It should be optional. But then don't forget, the country was facing, and some would say is still facing, a dearth in quality teachers. And so these young men and women who have been so well trained from the universities in this country are only doing a service. After all, it is part of nation building. Conversations still continue right here on Hello Port Harcourt.